This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perek Dezayin Mishnah Dalet. Klei Or Me'imasai Mekablin Tumo. Before we had things that are made out of reeds, kliyets, different types of material that are yotzei min hakarka. Now we're talking about kli or. So again, there's a process. A turmel is some type of sack. The Mefarshim call it a yalkut. The word yalkut in modern Ivrit, they took to mean like a book bag, like a knapsack, yalkut. So a yalkut is some type of bag that that a shepherd, vayis, a roya tzoyin, carries his chafetzim, carries his lunch and his tools. Misha yachsoim, like we had previously, means when the top edge is formed, it's not just the kibul part, but the walls, the doifnei hakli, go up. Over here it's soft, it's not a hard kli, because it's made out of or. But the top is formed by folding over the edges. V'yikanev, and he cuts off the pieces that are sticking out. No piece of leather is ever perfectly prepared, so it has to be cut around the edges. V'yasek kichoysov, and he has to put on the edges. Yalkut has to be able to be closed. So the way to do it is either by having straps on the top, or by having, today we would put a zipper or buttons. They didn't have that, so what they would do is they would have strings, some type of thread that would tie together, or loops that would pull together. That's also a chelik of the gemakli. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, v'shiyases oznov. There's the loops and there's the string that ties through it to pull it closed. The loops themselves create a gemakli, even though it's not tied together. That's the machlokes over here. Why? Because since you can bring any string, so that's already called a gemara, even though right now it's not usable. It's not usable until you bring a string and you are able to close it. But that mechusar maisa does not render the kli ois kli. That's l'chor, the machloikis is this svara. Sekurtia. Sekurtia is some type of beged. Somebody was working outside, or somebody working in a tannery, the mefarshim bring down, would have to put on his clothing in order not to get dirty. One of the professions that's considered very smelly and very dirty, Bimei Chazal, was a tannery, was a avdon oiroi. So the thing that he would protect his clothing with from the smell, from the dirt, is this beged shalar. Mishiyachsam v'yikanev. When he makes the edge around it, and he makes that with which he could close it, v'yases tzitzoso, and he puts in the strings that he's able to bring it closed. Picture a pancho going around the person. If it's open, you're going to get wet. It's not going to help much. You need either a zipper or you need something to be able to close the front. Loops with hooks, with eyes, whatever you have in the front of a beged. That would be the Gemara of the Kli. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, this is the Chari L'shitosoi, Mishiyases Taboiseh. As soon as the corners have tabois, they have rings with which it's then strung together to hold it together. That is not mechusa maisa, or that mechusa maisa doesn't render it mechusa shem kli. Katavulyo, this is again made out of oil, and this is something that's spread like a sheet. But they had some type of covering on top of a bed that was made out of oil, out of skin. Mishiyachsoim v'yikanev. It had an edge around it, and it was tied onto the bed to hold it fast, to secure it. So you have to have that the ability to tie it on. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishiyases kichoseo. So if we see that the Tanakama over here is the machmir, it's already roy lekabel tumo. As soon as it's ready in its state, even though the edges with the strings attached are not there yet in order to attach to the bed. Only when the edge is made with straps to tie it onto the bed. So over here, Rabbi Yehuda holds exactly what the Tanakh held in the other machlekesim. They held that it has to be a final product. Rabbi Yehuda said it doesn't need to be, as long as it's not mechusar malocha, which is meaningful. Be'etzem it's roi l'malachtoi. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says faket. So you have to say that over here the machlekes is different machlekes. The Mefarshim explain over here, you look at the sugya above Mitzia, Daf Tzadik Amabez, it sounds that way, the Goyin is Mitzayin to that sugya, is that over here, this katavulya is a roy lishimushoi in other settings. It's made primarily for beds, but it's also roy for tablecloth and etc. So because of that, it has a shame roy lemalakdoi even before it's a mamish finished product. Hakar v'akeses shalor. These were keses is miloshin kis, like a packet. Over here, it's referring to a pillow cover or a quilt cover. And they filled it up. They didn't have pillows and blankets where we have. What they had is they had feathers, that down, wool. So it was filled up with whatever was going to go inside to provide protection, to provide softness, to put one's head on. When is that a dover nigma? They used to have them out of or, not out of cloth the way we have. Vishayachsam v'yakanis. Even though the feathers and so on were not put in yet, and the one side is open, right? Because it wasn't closed up. You want to fill it up and then sew it together. It has to be sewn together, says the fourth side, except for a space of chamisha tvachim, because that's really all you need. You need the whole thing to be closed, yes. You don't need that the feathers should be in it. Leave it open 5 tvachim, that's enough to stuff in the feathers. That would be considered a gmar of a kli. We'll add a few details over here. Mishnah Chroina and the Yochin, Islam Adal, have a Shaila, Akasha, that the Rash explains the case of Sekurtia, which we said is a beged that people put on to protect their clothing if they're working on a job that'll soil their clothing. But the Rambam says it means something like a tablecloth. Tzitzoso is not what you need in order to function, to snap it shut. On a tablecloth, there's nothing to snap shut. A tablecloth is just spread out on a table. Why shouldn't it be a shem kli? But what it is tzitzotza means in the middle you put a design. Now that's l'chayr the noi of a kli or. And this should l'chayr be toluy in what we call golme kli, mateches golme kli eitz, where the basic rule of thumb is golme kli eitz are mekabel tumah, golme mateches are not mekabel tumah. Why? Because since mateches are made professionally, so memela one is not called finished up until it's added all the details that you want to add to it. So the clay mateches is mekabel tumah even when it's in. I'm sorry, it's not mekabel tumah even when it's in a fully functional state because it was not nigmar bedaita of the kratzfin. Mashenkin, but clay eitz, you make it poshut. So if you didn't put in the design, you didn't put in the design. So what? Clay or luchay should be like clay eitz. Golme clay or should be mekabel tumah, even though the design is missing, but the functionality of it is there. This is a major kasha on the Rambam. So Mishnah Chayin says a chiddush. He proves from a tesefta, the way he teaches the tesefta, the Rambam peg zayin, halacha alvin hilchus kelim, brings the tesefta, that if it's going to have some type of design later on, lemaisa it's mekabel tumah. I'm sorry, if it's also to have a design, then it's not mekabel tumah. Shteitos says the Mishnah Chayin, a goyim l'kli or toharim vein dinim b'zeka kli eitz. Shaila is why? L'chayot should have the same thing. Maybe kli or has to be made more professionally. It's also domer yukorim more than eitz. It's doyim l'kli mateches. Eps a chiddush. Others show, other mekoyrois, sounds like a Mishnah in Perek Yudzayin, or is a kli or me'or, l'maisa is tome. It sounds over there like it's gome kli or, it's tome. So what we have is Gome Kli or should be Tomei, Gome Kli Eitz is certainly Tomei, Gome Kli Mateches is certainly not Mitamei, and Gome Kli Cheres, the Rishonim Saint Perek Beis, L'Chayra also should be Mitamei. So there's a discussion about Mishnah's Tyrus as Maram Mekoyim is, L'Gabi, maybe over here it's Takan Natroi. Why? Not because it's not functional, but because when he made it, he's miyachadit lemedris. And by medris is a bazunda din, we've mentioned this in a few places, some that we'll have a lot of in the Sechazom and elsewhere, that it has to be miyuchid lemedris. And it's not aimed lemedris. So therefore, that's why it would not be mekabel tumah. That's what he brings Maram Mekoyim to. Mishnah Hayes, a few other details, legabe kli eitz, kli or, etzim v'sak, which are the other types of kelim that are mentioned, and they have Fashid Nedinim. One is that the Tashmish has to be a real Tashmish, not the Mikra he's using it as that. A. B. It has to be something that's Metaltel Kshu Molek Kshu Rekom. So Mishnah gives a few examples. Petilio. This is some type of small container that's woven together from branches of arova. Not clear exactly what that looks like. Tmeya, it's really the kabal tuma because it's meant to be, it's omid l'totl, both when it's empty and both when it's maleya. And it's reusable. It's not a one-time thing. The chasino is a small container that's made out of koitzim, made out of branches from a thorn bush, some type of hard material. And the rab says umesimim bo hatit. I don't know exactly how that works. They put in hard cement to soften afterwards, or they put in cement to take from place to place in a building site, like a wheelbarrow that they have today by building sites. Basically, either way, that's made out of some type of maisesal. Tahira. It's not roy letiltel kashihim aleya. This type of thing is only when it has a little bit, so you can move it from place to place. But once it's full, it's going to be really stuck from kaimoy. That goes back to that tanai of metaltel mole, metaltel rekom, dumi desak. Signoyois. These are some type of trays that they put on peiros. They put on peiros that are fresh to watch them. They should stay fresh, maybe not to drip, or maybe not to become dirty. Shel olin tohiros. If they're made out of olin, out of leaves, that's derech arai. We would compare this in our world to disposables. They used one time, it's made out of an olin, you don't invest anything into it, you take a leaf, it's dried out, you put on a few fruits, and you put it down, you're going for a picnic, you put it down on the ground. What do you do with the leaf afterwards? You throw it out. It's disposable. Disposable is not mekabel tuma, not legabe in our world, it's not chayv and hagolos kelim. In Chazal's world, it wouldn't be mekabel tuma to pass on tuma to something else. Shel nitzorin. These are made from something more permanent. These are the parts of dekel leaves that we've discussed before, like from the palm tree. Tmeois, they're ruis lekabel because those are used again. Choisol is a kli also that's made of ale dekel. What you put inside is tamarim. The more famous example where most people know the word choisolim is from a Mishnah in Shabbos that talks about a chorios shel dekel, and chosolim could be broken open on Shabbos. This is the makor of breaking a container, ripping open a bag of chips or whatever it is, where you're not making a kli, you're just destroying the cover. Is it koreya? Is it soysa? That type of thing. That's the heter would come from that din, the way the Rosh Hashanah Mamazbah that din. You could put in, we just mentioned a bag of chips with chesolim. You open it, you put in the chips, right? You fill up a plate, you don't want more, you put it back. That's how you're making something meaningful. It's used. Tomei, the tashma shel keva. The bag that we were talking about, you have to know, because the bag is still disposable. It's only used till the container gets emptied out. Coffee jar, the same thing, by the way. It's also disposable. V'meini yochel. If you can't use it because it's so flimsy, adshi kreenu, it's going to rip, or adshi atirenu, it's going to fall apart, tohar, because that's clear, that's only being used as a once or twice timer, but it's really only derech arai, and it's disposable. Now here as well, in the din of chasino tohiro, we explained it one way, that when it's filled up with cement, you're not going to carry it, mimokum, mimokum. That's actually the pirish of the ravid. Lamaisa, this is in Perikei Hilchus Kelim, Halochahei. He's arguing on the Rambam. The Rambam brings this halocha in Halochahei that it's something, it doesn't have a tzura sakli. Not clear exactly why, it doesn't have a tzura sakli. And this is the Rambam Shita that we've discussed many a time, is in Kli Mateches and Kli Eitz. There's some type of inherent halocha of a tzura sakli. The Ravid doesn't have that. We've explained many times, the Ravid argues on this principle. The Ravid Memela has to explain it otherwise. The Rambam has that halacha. It's clear the Rambam is that, even though he didn't say it out, because the Rambam brings it in a list of perikei, where over there he's talking about all these type of examples. There's another possibility. Look, the Mishnah Achrayna brings maybe from a Rash, that this halacha is based on, it's a bob amida, it's very big, and it fills up, and it's not moved at all. So Mela, it's a Bob Amida. Bob Amida is the Rambam's halach as he brings in Perek Gimel. It doesn't sound that Rambam's come from that. Tzura Sakli is the bottom line you saw it over there in Perek. That's what the Rambam means. And like we said, the rabbi's arguing. Lishitosoi. One more horror is that if you look at the Lashon of the Rash over here on Shel Netzarim, we had this halacha vis-a-vis something that's disposable, the alim that are thrown out after one usage of being sort of like a paper plate underneath the fruit that you're eating, would not be mitameh. The Netzarim could be used over and over again, so that is mekabel tumah. The Rash doesn't seem to say that. The Rash seems to say that it's used to cover over the peris. It's interesting. The cover of a kli, kol she'osu l'chipui, we'll have a mitzvah Hashem and Mishnah. We've had this also by kli cheres. The cover of a kli is not a kli itself. However, over here you're covering the pre, not the kli. Covering the pre is a kli. Not mekabel the pre, but it is a kabbalah because it's encompassing the peri, the peri b'soichoi. So that's a chiddush. That could be called kli. Maybe what you'll say is that Betzim doesn't have a base kibul, and it's similar to pshute kli eitz that are metame, even though they're pshute kli eitz, it's only midrabanan. Maybe you'll say the same thing, that these type of zaken netzorim is also shel eitz, because it looks also from woven something that grows in the ground. So memela the shel eitz pshute kli eitz, it's metame. But the chiddush is that's not considered a cover because it covers the peris.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.